Boeing has begun an international bidding war for work on its first all-new commercial airplane in 8 years. It's the 787, a super-efficient jetliner that will seat 200 to 250 passengers. In a bid to design and build the new jet at a lower cost than ever before, Boeing has adopted an unusual strategy. It says all work on the new plane, everything from manufacture of the parts to final assembly, will be awarded on a competitive basis. Boeing has told the company's divisions that they'll have to compete for work on the new plane against other divisions and outside contractors. It's a message that the company also has carried to state capitals from Olympia to Topeka. From Wichita, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Like most states, Kansas has big budget problems. As the governor and legislature struggled this month to close a $250 million budget gap, they came to a quick agreement on another proposal, one that critics say may end up diverting from state coffers nearly that same amount over the next 20 years. The legislature agreed to issue $500 million in bonds on behalf of Boeing's plant in Wichita. The deal was brokered by Kansas's Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Moore, who before going into government was an executive with another Wichita aircraft manufacturer, Cessna. Moore says it was clear to him that if Boeing Wichita was going to get work on the 787, the state had to get involved.
I am familiar with the development costs of airplanes, and I think Boeing had to go find financial assistance for the R&D costs, the non-recurring costs, in order to make it commercially viable. I think without this partnership, I don't think we would have been considered.
Under the deal, Boeing will pay back both the bond principal and interest, but Boeing would be allowed to keep the payroll tax it would usually pay to the state for the estimated 4,000 employees who will work on the 787 project. Boeing would use that money, as much as $220 million over 20 years, to cover most of the interest costs. Moore sees it as a good investment, especially since without the aid package, he believes there would be no 787 jobs and no resulting tax revenue. All but a handful of legislators in Topeka agreed. One of the few who voted against the bill was State Senator Chris Steiniger, a Democrat from Kansas City. Steiniger says the measure is vague about how Boeing will actually spend the money, and it would take away a potentially important source of revenue just when the state needs it.
We're already in a revenue crisis now. We're having trouble paying our schools. We're having trouble attracting teachers with good enough salaries, and it's going to get worse in our state. Boeing is the state of Kansas's largest private employer. To lose 4,000 jobs worth of tax revenue to the state is a pretty good chunk of money.
To an outsider, Boeing's Wichita plant looks busy enough. Some 12,000 employees work at the sprawling facility just south of town. Boeing spokesman Dick Ziegler says the largest number work on Boeing's most popular product, the 737.
If you fly a 737 next generation airplane, it was initially manufactured and primarily assembled here in Wichita.
Boeing Wichita is currently assembling fuselages for seven 737s a month, but Ziegler says that's just one quarter the number Boeing was building at its peak. That's one measure of the impact the downturn in air travel has had on Boeing. Another is that the company recently laid off some 5,000 workers. And although the 737 is still selling well, the same can't be said for some of Boeing's other models, which are steadily losing market share to the company's European competitor, Airbus. And that's where the 787 comes in. Boeing believes it represents the future of air travel. The new plane is being designed for point-to-point travel, which is proving increasingly popular with passengers who want to avoid making connections. The 787 will have a longer range and burn 25% less fuel than its Airbus competitors. But designing and building a new plane is costly, at least several billion dollars. To help offset that cost, Boeing has adopted a new way of deciding who will work on the project. Richard Abulafia is an airline analyst with the Teal Group.
I think Boeing views the cost for a jetliner as a series of contracts, and you have to pressure people, play them off against each other. Basically, you've got subcontractors providing systems, you've got location providers providing the location, and then you've got labor providers, the unions providing labor. All of them have to be pressured by playing them off against each other.
In Kansas, state officials and executives with Boeing Wichita are optimistic that the state assistance will give them the edge they need to win work on the 787. That's especially welcome news in Wichita, a city that's been hit hard by the downturn in air travel. It's home not just to Boeing, but also to Cessna, Raytheon, and Bombardier. And over the last 2 years, some 11,000 aerospace workers here have lost their jobs. Tim Witzman has seen it all, first as county manager, more recently as the head of Wichita's Chamber of Commerce. He says changes in aircraft manufacturing mean that for Wichita and other communities with Boeing plants, there are no longer any guarantees.
For a long time, people could say, well, they're here and they got a big physical investment. But as you make new product, you're going to have totally new machinery to do that, and you're going to try and do it probably with fewer people. And so I think we're now not just competing with the Oklahoma Cities and the Tulsas and Seattle. We're competing with Italy and lots of people who will write checks, as they have in the past, to provide the tooling or get these jobs.
The Boeing announcement that all work on the 787, including final assembly, is up for grabs reverberated especially loudly in the Seattle area. Boeing currently completes assembly on all of its jets but one at plants in Everett and Renton, Washington. This time around, Boeing says it intends to build its new jet in a location that gives it, quote, the best opportunity to be successful. The company released a list of criteria it will use and hired an outside firm to help it with site selection. Already, Texas, Arizona, and Arkansas have announced they're making bids for the final assembly plant. Greg Allen, NPR News, Wichita.